The fall component of the Ashland Independent Film Festival fires up tomorrow, September 17th, for 2 weeks of international films under the banner of World Film Weeks. Due to the pandemic, it's still mostly online, with one in-person event, and that is the screening in Ashland's Lithia Park on Saturday of the film Torn. It's about a mountain climber lost in an avalanche and the family and friends he left behind, with some rather large complications to that story. The family and friends left behind include his son, the director of Torn, and that is Max Lowe. Thank you for joining us today in The Exchange.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. Richard Herskowitz is also with us, the Ashland Independent Film Festival Artistic Director. Welcome back, Richard.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Give us the outline of the festival first, if you would, Richard, and just tell us what you're doing this time. Had you planned to go a little more in person?
Well, you know, this is our new hybrid identity as we were compelled to go virtual last year and pivoted from being a live event that was in the 2020 festival. And then this year's festival was partly virtual. It was in April, and then we were live and outdoors in front of Science Works. So this combination of virtual and live is really the future of the festival. This time we have 2 weeks of virtual screenings starting tomorrow, and this one live and virtual event that's going to happen on Saturday night. Hopefully, we're keeping our eyes out. There's rain forecast. If that, in fact, happens, we have a rain date, and we'll announce that. But hopefully it's going to be this Saturday at in Lithia Park at the Butler Bandshell, and we'll be showing Torn by Max Lowe, who we're going to hear about, and we're going to precede it by a film called the short film Way to Go by the local filmmaker Kathy Roselli.
Okay, so a couple of different offerings there. If this goes on, I'm glad you addressed the rain part of this because I did want to ask about that later on. Max Lowe, I want to turn to you. You were 10, not quite 11, when your father, Alex Lowe, died in an avalanche in Tibet. How much did that event influence the career choice you made?
Well, I mean, I think growing up with a professional mountaineer as a dad, and my mom was an artist. So both my parents kind of followed their passion into a career, and that definitely weighed into how I kind of found my own path in life. We grew up traveling a lot, following my dad around on all these wild adventures he was going on. And both he and my mom, who had grown up in Montana, had a passion for the outdoors. So being outside and finding a way to incorporate that into how I would find a life of my own was a huge driving force. And I started in still photography and carried that through college. And when I graduated from university and was kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, film and photography more presented itself to me as a way to just continue experiencing the world as I'd grown up to understand it. And it was a lot of small steps to arrive where we are today with Torn. But
You have a family story and a professional story, and the family story gets complicated. Your father, Alex Lowe, his best friend Conrad Anker, and avalanche survivor, became your stepfather. I can imagine you've had to tell the story to many people many times.
Yeah, it's a tale stranger than fiction in a lot of ways, but it's also a story that I have found a lot of people can relate to. I think that there's a lot of instances where, a close friend passes away, and they step into that person's life in a larger sense and pick up some of the slack where they see needed, and sharing the story, has brought attention to myself to a lot more stories that share that similarity.
Max Lowe is the director of Torn, which is being shown at the World Film Weeks of the Ashland Independent Film Festival. The plan is to show it Saturday night at the Butler Bandshell in Lithia Park. We have not only Max Lowe, but Richard Herskowitz from AIFF with us. If you have questions, you can join us on the exchange by phone, 800-838-3760, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So a story you had told many times, obviously, about your family, your father dying in the avalanche, his best friend surviving the avalanche, marrying your mother, becoming your stepfather. But did you ever consider that as a subject matter for a film, Max?
I had never really considered making a film about our family story. Much like anyone, it's hard for me to wrap my head around being my own story as one that would be important enough to tell. It's just hard to insert yourself into a story as a character and then also as the storyteller.
Yeah.
But I think when I don't want to give away too much, but in 2016, Alex's body was found in Tibet 17 years after his death. Our family made this journey back to Tibet to recover his remains, and that really brought to my attention this fact that, A, I had a lot of unreconciled trauma that I hadn't dealt with, and I could use storytelling and bring a camera into the equation to face a lot of that I don't know if I could have otherwise. I think that there is literal movie magic in a very personal, strange way in this execution of telling your own story. I've talked with a lot of people since that experience about sitting down with people that they love and people that they've experienced hardships alongside with a camera. And for whatever reason, when you turn a camera on with the intention of telling a story, you can dig into things that would otherwise feel very difficult and far removed from yourself. It's just been an incredible experience for myself, and then also beginning to share the story in this format has been remarkable.
I can only imagine what the title could mean, but as you got involved in the process of deciding to call it Torn, what does it mean? What is the context for you?
Sure, yeah. It was actually my youngest brother Isaac's idea. We juggled a handful of ideas, but we really landed on Torn because it represented a lot of the things that we were dealing with in the film, telling the story of Alex being torn between this amazing adventurous life that he had found in mountain climbing and how that then became his career. And it represented this huge challenge. He was literally torn between his family and this thing that, was his purpose in life for himself. So that is at the root of the story, and that carries on in my stepdad Conrad's story as well, who is also a mountaineer and has continued to be a mountaineer as a career even after Alex's death, and he joined our family. But also just looks at the fact that Alex was torn from us, and each of us was torn from his death in different ways. I think that a tear in something is an apt theme and word for how each of us experiences trauma, because a tear is never the same, and each person's trauma in regards to, their experiences in life, even if it's the same experience in a shared way, each person experiences it in a different way.
You spoke, Max, of radical vulnerability at a TEDx talk earlier this year, which tells me that you really had to open yourself up to some great pain in order to go through to get to healing.
Yeah, and that was really at the root of this entire experience. Coming back from Tibet in 2016, even though we had filmed on that trip, knowing that if we were ever going to tell Alex's story, that would have been part of it. I didn't really understand what the film was going to be at that point. It wasn't really until I was asked to share about the trip at a symposium in Montana and got up and opened myself up to the story behind my personal experience that I really understood the power within the potential of making this film. You know, for me to get up and talk about this thing that for me was my deepest trauma in life, not only did it help me to release this tension, but it also shared with the audience, the people that I shared it with, this amazing door for them to talk about things that they had experienced in their own lives. And that was really the moment where I felt motivated and inspired to make the film. I don't think I ever would have made it just for myself. It was in seeing that vulnerability in itself is a gift to the people you share it with. That's really what I hope to achieve in making Torn.
Max Lowe is the director of Torn, but also obviously a major character in it. It is a documentary about the climbing death of his father, Alex Lowe, the survival of his best friend, Conrad Anker, who fell in love with Jennifer, Alex's widow, and Max's mom, and became Max's stepfather. You have how many brothers, Max?
I have two younger brothers.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and the family approved the whole thing. It's like you brought it up with them first before deciding to take the camera to go to Tibet to recover Alex Lowe's body in 2016. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, there was varying levels of approval. we're a pretty tight family, but for both of my younger brothers, it wasn't something that I don't think they would have executed on otherwise. And you know, my mom and my stepdad, you know, both, I think, stepped up to the plate because they knew it was important for me and my journey of healing around this whole story that really has been the defining story of all of our lives. And it wasn't without its struggles and conflicts. You know, it was definitely one of the hardest personal journeys I've ever been on, the making of the film and reconciling, you know, what we were saying in it with my family members. But it was family therapy via feature documentary film.
Not recommended for all families, perhaps, but it worked for yours. So did the film includes more, obviously, than just the trip to Tibet to claim Alex's body 5 years ago. What else is in there?
It really, for me, was a tool by which I could delve into the story of my mom and Alex's romance and life and the decisions they made that, you know, led them to this point where they were balancing Alex's career and this family that they had together. For me as a filmmaker, you know, I'm not necessarily taking risks of my life as much as Alex and Conrad have in their careers, but I'm definitely traveling a lot. I'm away from home a lot. If I ever have a family, you know, and I think that anyone who has found passion in their career can understand that it's difficult to balance being there for the people that love you and hold you up, and then also being there for yourself so you can be that person for them that they love. And so for me, it was this learning process of delving into Alex and Jenny's story and then also understanding how my mom made the decision to allow Conrad into our lives. And then also looking at, you know, the complexity of Conrad's relationship to our family and all of our relationship to Alex, even 20 years after he's been dead and gone. Mm-hmm. Just looking at how we deal with trauma and, I think looking back is a good way to figure out how we need to move forward.
The challenge, the sense of closure, not just in life, but in filmmaking. I mean, there's a challenge for any filmmaker to know when you're done, to stop tinkering. I mean, did you have several false starts on the finish?
Yeah, Well, I mean, it helped that we had partnered with National Geographic Documentary Films and committed to making the film in an orderly timeline. You know, if I was just working on it on my own, I'd probably still be working on it. But
I see it's produced by you, Chris Murphy, Jonathan Chin, and Simon Chin.
Yep. We partnered with Lightbox and Jonathan and Simon alongside National Geographic. And yeah, I mean, I think that for me, with the story being so personal, it could have dragged on a lot longer than it did. But having people like Simon and Jonathan and my producer, Chris, who was really with me through the entire process of making the film, and then our editor, Michael Hart, who came on to help me shape the story in post, you know, having those outside voices to really dull the edges and help you figure out where the narrative arc lies. You know, for me, this being my life, you know, the story continues on, but for the film, it's something beyond the story within it. It's hopefully something that people can see their own stories in, and in that, you know, we found this end, and I hope that it resonates with folks.
The film is called Torn. The plan is to show it outdoors at the Butler Bandshell at Lithia Park on Saturday, September 18th, as part of World Film Weeks of the Ashland Independent Film Festival. Richard Herskowitz, the artistic director, is with us. And you said you're going to pick a rain date, but at this point you're still hoping that you can get it in on Saturday?
Yes. People, you know, we'll send announcements out, people on our newsletter, which you can sign up for at ashlandfilm.org. I also see the full schedule there, but we'll let people know. The rain date is next Friday if we have to use it, but right now we're watching the weather and planning to start at 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
Okay, now, got a minute left to talk about Richard Herskowitz and the Ashland Independent Film Festival. You are heading for the door, is that right?
Yeah, this is my last World Film Weeks, my seventh and last. My last date is October 31st, although I'm sticking around as a curator of special programs. I'll be back to put on a few special events next April, but I will no longer be artistic director. I'm moving back east where I'm from.
Okay, is the search underway for the next artistic director?
It just began. People can see the call for applications on our website.
A lot of work, a lot of fun, and a lot of miles from home, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah. Well, I've loved living in Ashland, and, you know, I put on six festivals here, and I'm really going to miss the place. But I'm going to be moving back closer to family and retiring.
It has been a pleasure to talk to you over the years, Richard Herskowitz. Thanks so much for joining us once again. Max Lowe with the documentary Torn, a pleasure to meet you as well. Thanks for sharing telling the story with us here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, good to have you both here. Richard, best of luck down the road.
Thanks a lot, Jeffrey.